Greetings, kings and queens out there. You're now tuning in to Talk with Dominique. I'm your host, Dominique, and welcome back where I talk love, sex, relationships, mental health, depression, and so much more exciting things on my radio podcast. For those who are tuning in for the very first time, welcome. For those who've been following me since day one, I greatly appreciate you for the positive love and feedback that you all have been giving us since late. Peace, love, and blessings to all of my beautiful kings and queens out there. It's now beautiful Thursday, and it's nighttime over here. I don't know what it is over there, but yes, welcome back. It's been a minute or two. A sister's been busy. And for those who do not know what I do for a living, let me enlighten you. I am a sexologist, relationship coach, up-and-coming author, published model, and so forth and so on. I'm a queen and I'm a goddess. I'm in alignment with God first and the universe second. And yeah, I'm sensitive about my shit, all right? So, before we get into this radio episode, I want everybody to go ahead and download that Spotify for free and type in Talk with Dominique right now and click that follow. You don't want to miss any episodes that I post on the day-to-day basis. Oh, man, I miss you guys. And give a special shout-out to everybody that has been tuning in, okay? You haven't gone unnoticed. Today's topic is going to be about me and my makeover. Yay. And also makeover of mindset as well. So, reason why I'm talking about the makeover and mindset within myself, and you could do it too, ladies and gentlemen. I just felt like today was one of them days where I'm off. And I wanted to treat myself. And it's nothing wrong with you working so hard and you wanted to treat yourself. And if one thing about me, you know, I treat others before I treat myself, which is backwards. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of like, what the hell is she doing? You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a selfish person. You know, I make sure family's good, my man good. I just make sure everybody else is good before me. I don't know, that's just me. But today was one of them days that I really enjoyed. I was ripping and running around, taking care of my business, and did what I had to do, God willing. God done pushed me to this point today and say, hey, you gotta get shit done. I was tired still, didn't get no rest hardly, but still made everything happen because that's just what I do. Tired and all, you know what I'm saying? No sleep, always working type of thing. And God made it work, you know what I'm saying? So, we got the job done. So, everybody that said they tired and they can't do shit, there's no excuse, okay? Because I do it, you could do it too. I'm just saying, I'm just pushing it out. I'm a go-getter. But I really enjoyed my day. The makeover. Within myself, I felt like a brand new woman after I got my hair dyed, got my hair done. Did things for myself, actually, that I needed to do. I still got to get my toes and nails done and stuff, my back massage or what have you. Probably do that next paycheck. Just making sure all my bills are paid, and which they are, which is a blessing that I can do so. Also, my mindset as far as my new hair color and the new change of life and how I feel about myself. And it made me feel some type of great evolution and sense of me being more powerful, more goddessy, more queen, more wisdom, more guidance, more liberation, everything. I just feel empowered. It's because of God made me and continue to guide my footsteps each and every day of life. I feel as though me having a makeover for myself continue to grow each and every day as a woman and person, to get to know myself more and to love myself more and to not only do more things for myself and to just take more time out for myself is amazing. Sometimes I don't take time out for myself because I be working nonstop. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens out there, you got to take that time out for yourself. You have to do something for thyself and yourself. God first, foremost, you got to praise him every day you get up and your footsteps every day. But you got to take care of you first before everybody else. I feel happy that I've done something for myself. you know, my husband was saying, you know, babe, you know, I'm glad that you took the time out to do something for yourself for a change, because you always look out for everybody else but yourself sometimes. You always take care of other people but thyself, yourself. And I said, you know what, babe, you're absolutely right. So I took the time out to actually do something that I want to do. That was a little bit of something, a little bit of makeover. I really want to take the time out on my work days off, to just actually be in my zen by myself, just to be with me and God, first of all, foremost. Me and God got a great relationship going. Definitely not going to tell y'all what we talk about, but I'm just going to say this. I'm a loner anyway. I like to be, you know, I'm introverted, as you will, as you say. I'm not extroverted. I could be extroverted. I could be introverted. But I'm very introverted. I could be around people, socialize with people, be a very personalized, you know, personality-wise, you know, socialize with people. But I'm very to myself. When I be by myself, it's an amazing thing to think, to breathe, to really actually get my thoughts in order on what I need to do, where is my life heading. Growing up shit, you know what I'm saying? Nothing that doesn't have any purpose, something that has evolution of purpose and foundation, things that I be thinking about on a day-to-day basis. So it's just taking those little, I don't care if it's a little bit of pieces of time to yourself, take them. It's important to actually make over yourself. Actually give yourself a makeover. I don't care if you go to the hair salon, ladies. I don't care if you go to the hair cuttery, fellas. You got to take time out for yourself and always show yourself some love no matter what. You earned it. You worked hard. You need that self-love and care and abundance. You need that. So, so tomorrow morning, you know, I have to go to work. Yeah, I have to go to work, but, you know, I'm going to take my bubble bath and I'm going to listen to some music, something that I love to do when I'm taking a bath sometimes, depending on my mood that day. I like trap music. I like hip hop. I love all types of music, depending on my mood. I love chill music, but also love my meditation. I'm loving my journaling. I love my, you know, I love speaking to God every day. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own zen and have their own meantime. Sometimes it's just like me time is the best time. You know, I escape and don't answer the phone. Sometimes I escape life. I escape shit that, you know, I just want to escape at the moment and just be to thyself and God too personally. It's nothing wrong with being by yourself. There's nothing wrong with having a makeover and just doing shit that you really want to do. And being selfish. Yeah, you could be selfish for one time in your life. You know, doing shit that you want. And I haven't fully done what I really wanted to do today. Just the simple fact that I had a lot to do that requires me getting shit done for myself. Getting shit for work. Having shit done in order and alignment and placement of what I need to do. But however, those other 2 days off, I am happily going to take some time off to do what the hell I really want to do for myself. Being selfish and doing shit to my, you know, for myself. Getting things done. I don't have to, and I'm not going to say what I'm going to do. I just know when I get like that, I'ma have this ritual where I won't answer the phone at all. Just in case of emergency for important people only in my life, I will answer the phone for. And it's not a lot. It's very few. But yeah, my phone will be on silent, will probably be off. Because I want that me time. And I want that zen time. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because I'm a very busy woman, a very busy person, busy activities, busy everything. So if y'all don't hear from me a couple of days, you know where I'm at. I'm busy, I'm at work, or I'm doing something, productive. Well, I'm doing something with my time that considers grown-up bullshit. So, with that being said, not going to make this a long-going or ongoing thing. I just want to express to you all that sometimes being selfish and being to yourself is amazing. Having that makeover and that self-love and that self-care and you time is well needed. You know, you got to take a breather from its anxieties and take a breather away from negative energy, people from work. You just got to take that woosah for a minute. Because if you don't take that woosah to yourself and you don't take care and you don't love on yourself, then you won't be good to the world or to yourself or anybody else. I'm just saying. Just today was one of those little indications. I'm not really a phone person, to be honest with you. Like I said, I talk to people that are important to me, that I love the most. They know who they are. But that's it. I don't really fuck with nobody that much. I fuck with you all. Okay, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you. I really do. But just being... having that makeover, just a slightly, a little bit today, just getting my hair done, doing something that I want to fucking do mentally, I got that done. Have a lot of other shit to get done as well, but I thank God to see another day, and I thank God to be able to do things that I really want to do now, okay? Until next universe, until next time, always love God first, always believe in the universe second, always put positivity in the world. And yeah, peace, love, and blessings. I love you guys, and thank you all for whoever's listening. I know I see a little bit of numbers going up, so I appreciate you. Click that follow and download Spotify. Until next universe and next time, I'm going to fucking bed and getting ready for the next day. I just want to talk to you guys. I'm like not bored, but I'm like missing y'all a little bit, okay? Peace, love, and blessings. Love you guys.